Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. This is Erev Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, a double Parsha, Mirz Hashem next week. In addition to it being Shabbos, it'll be Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, which is a very special double header, a very special week that we are heading into now in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. This Motzei Shabbos will be starting Slichos, and we're really gearing up full force to be in the mindset of preparing for Yom HaDin. One of the earliest lessons I learned from my grandmother, a very special lady, passed away many years ago, but she was a deep thinker, a very spiritual person, very intellectual person, and she always taught me lessons. She always gave me messages as a kid that, I think most kids probably don't learn from their grandmothers, but I had this very special zechus to learn unique things from my grandmother. And one of the things she told me, again, I was a teenager at the time. She said, you know, what's free will? What does it mean to have free choice? I said, I don't know. Free choice means, you know, it's not predetermined. You can choose what you want to do in life. She said, that's not true, right? She pointed out the obvious. No one chose what family to be born into. No one necessarily chose what kind of socioeconomic status their family has that they were born into. No one necessarily chose what community they grew up in. These were choices that were made by others. These are choices that were made by nobody, right? What family we're born into wasn't a choice made by any human being. Where we lived was not made by us, might be made by our family, how much we have to spend. And therefore, there are all sorts of limitations in life. So that's not free will. And she taught me the clear message and the clear lesson is that free will means wherever we are in life, whatever situation we are in, we always have the ability to choose between good and bad, between right and wrong. There is a Ratzon Hashem in this world, and we always have, whatever our situation may be, we always have the ability to choose to do Ratzon Hashem. And that's learned in this week's Parsha. This is the Parsha that teaches, Re'ei nosati levnecha yom esachayim vesatov vesamoves vesara. Hashem says, behold, I've placed before you today between life and death, between good and bad. U'bacharta b'chaim, says the Pasuk, choose life. Choose to live that kind of life filled with Ratzon Hashem. And it's clear from the Rambam as such. You know, this is not necessarily a chiddush. It should be self-evident that we are, by definition, limited in so many senses. We can't always choose to do what we want, but we can always choose to be good. And that's the way the Rambam really formulates free choice, freedom of choice, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Chamishi. Right, the Rambam writes, V'shus l'chol adam nusuna, im rotza latos atzmo l'derech tova, liyos tzadik ha'ra rasha b'yado. If a person wants to be good, wants to be a tzadik, he can. If he wants to choose to be a rasha, he can. And says the Rambam, this is an ikar gadol. This comes to the core of our belief system, that the Torah is not forcing you to be either good or bad, but that you can choose between good and bad. If a person says the Rambam wants to do Oseh Bein HaTovim or Bein HaRa'im. And that's such an important lesson. Freedom of choice does not mean to do whatever you want. It doesn't mean that you have the ability to spend when you don't have money to spend. It doesn't mean that you have the ability to go someplace. If you're in lockdown, you may not have the ability to go someplace. But wherever you are, a person can always choose Ratzon Hashem. And this can be true even at times when a person can't do a mitzvah. The Rambam clearly doesn't formulate Bechira Chafshis as to do mitzvos versus to do averos. He doesn't use that terminology because sometimes we're even limited in what mitzvos we can do. But we can always choose to be tov, and we can always choose to do Ratzon Hashem. I remember hearing, and he wrote it in his book as well, Rav Yosef Mendelovich, who's an incredible person. He was a famous refusnik from my childhood, living in Russia until he finally made it out. But he put up a fight to be able to be Jewish and to live as a Jew and to ultimately leave to leave the country and go to Eretz Yisrael. And he fought very hard battles and he had a very tough life and they threw him into jail in Russia. And he describes how he's in this jail cell. He is totally confined and constricted and he has no rights or abilities to do anything. And here he is. He wants to be this from Jew. He wants to be an observant Jew. And he has no ability to do anything, stuck in this small jail cell. It was about to be Shabbos. And he describes the scene for himself in this cell right before Shabbos. Right? He didn't have the ability to be mekabel Shabbos in mitzvos the same way that you and I are zochet to be able to do, Mirz Hashem, in a few hours from now. to have Kiddush, right, to have a beautiful Shabbos meal and to enjoy Onik Shabbos. He sat in his jail cell, and he describes he found like a little rock, a little pebble, and he etched into the side of the wall, he etched the image of a candlestick, and he drew a little flame on it. And right there at that moment, he said, I could see the flame dancing in my eyes, the flame of that candle. And he started singing and dancing, Shalom Aleichem, Kabbalah Shabbos. He was excited that he is lighting Shabbos candles. Here's a person that doesn't have the ability to do the mitzvah, to make Kiddush, to light Shabbos candles. But he did Bacharta B'chayim. He chose life. He said, what's my Ratzon Hashem stuck in this cell? I could sink into misery, or in this very cell, I can be mekabel o malchus shamayim. In this very cell, I can sing and dance to the Rabbonu Shlolem that Shabbos is here, and I can see in my mind's eye the candles lit. We can always choose, regardless of what situation we're in, to do Ratzon Hashem. What's the Ratzon Hashem in my situation? Maybe things aren't the way I want them to be. Maybe things aren't ideal. But if this is the way they are, presumably this is the way they should be. And so what does Hashem want from me in this moment, in this situation? What is the Ratzon Hashem? That requires a little bit of thought and sensitivity and maturity and insight. But let's figure out what the Ratzon Hashem in this moment is. And Bacharta B'chayim, choose to do the right thing. That's what makes a person into a tzaddik. And that's what Bechira Chavshas is all about. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the pasuk that says, Re'ino sati levenecha hayom, behold, I have placed before you today, esachayim v'satov, between good and bad, between life and death. Why does the pasuk say hayom, today? Right? This is a choice we make all the time. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, because the idea of following Ratzon Hashem can be done at any given moment. We are not defined by our past activities and by our past choices. Maybe yesterday we weren't in the place we wanted to be. Maybe yesterday we didn't make the right decisions that we are proud about. But Re'eino Sati Levenecha Hayom. But today is today. Now is now. Every single moment we can change our trajectory. And at any given moment we can choose to do the right thing. We are not defined and we're not limited and we're not trapped by our past experiences and our past choices. And so at every given moment, let's do the right thing. And that creates a moment of tzidkus, right? Maybe my next moment won't be as good, but this moment can be good. This moment can be a moment of tzidkus. This moment could be a moment of schar. This moment could be a moment of beauty and of connection to Hashem. So choose hayom. Choose this moment, right? And don't get caught up about sometimes the past or what the future may bring. Right now, live in the moment. Hayom. Let's live in this moment. Let's choose to do Ratzon Hashem. Let's choose chayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.